So let me just recap a little bit. So far in our program, we've talked about the policies of U.S. intervention in Korea and the Philippines. Then we went on to talk about the movements in the Philippines and the movements in Korea that have been waging, you would say, war against U.S. imperialism. And now we move into what we are doing here, the international community. And for that, we want to welcome my friend, colleague, kasama, comrade, Rhea Ortiz, who is a member of NISPOP, the Network in Solidarity for the People of the Philippines. Born and raised in the Philippines, Rhea Ortiz was organized as a freshwoman, in all women's school through Gabriela Youth. She migrated to the U.S. on July 2000, and since then, she has taken the U.S. by storm, speaking in rallies, mobilizations, and all the like. So please welcome Rhea Ortiz.
To all the kasamas in the house, Maki Baka! Maki Baka! Isang nagpupuyos na pagbati sa inyong lahat, or good evening everyone. On behalf of the Network in Solidarity with the People of the Philippines, or NISPOP, we would like to express our warmest greetings to everyone who attended this forum tonight. In the spirit of the international solidarity, the Korean and Filipino people have once again showed through this historical event its clear understanding and support for the struggles waged by our people and by the people of the world against U.S. foreign domination. Through our work in the anti-war mass movement, we Filipinos and Koreans living outside our homelands continue to struggle against imperialism and imperialist wars abroad. And in the midst of the U.S. war of terrorism against our people, we persevere in arousing and mobilizing the broad masses of people and continue to highlight the role of the national democratic movements in our homelands and its fight against U.S. wars of aggression, military intervention, threats of war, foreign military bases, and economic and military blockades against countries asserting national independence, such as Cuba and North Korea. We also recognize the need for all possible forces in the world to engage in mutual support and cooperation in order to build a broad anti-imperialist solidarity movement. We have witnessed this through the huge anti-war mobilizations that have happened all over the U.S. and all over the world. It is also inspiring to know that this has contributed to the growing mass movement throughout the world against U.S. imperialism and war, particularly the U.S. war of aggression against Iraq and the subsequent occupation of this country. We are determined to carry forward the Filipino and Korean people's struggles and to extend moral and political support to the struggles of other peoples of the world. We hope that someday our people will achieve genuine and lasting peace, and we look forward to a bright future without war, definitely without U.S. foreign domination, and without exploitation of one class to another. Long live international solidarity.